Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Ladies and gentlemen, before our program begins, please go to your web browser and enter wellmonttheater.com to purchase tickets to advance to the rest of the podcast. Again, please go to wellmonttheater.com, purchase your tickets, and there will be a brief hold until the podcast begins. Once your tickets are confirmed, we will begin the show.
Hey, guys.
It's happening
with Snooki
and Joey.
Hello.
Hi, I'm the Wicked Witch of the West.
I hated that show. Welcome to the show, everyone. Happy New Year.
You're a psychopath.
I don't understand it. Was the wizard fake the whole time?
You're an idiot. Welcome to the show, everyone. It's happening with Snooki and Joey. It's a new year, bitches. 2025. I'm a little under the weather. That's why I sound like a frog. But it's fine. Everything's going great. 2025 is already a shit show.
Oh my God.
But welcome, bitches.
I haven't seen you since our Christmas party at the house.
I know. It's like, where do we start? Because we haven't seen our Crusaders for like 2 weeks.
It's been since last
where
year.
Where do we begin?
Well, let's begin with my shelving.
Oh my God. So this is what I spent $3,500 on, everyone. Two shelves that I could have spray painted with metallic and made.
Two shelves. I love them. It really tied the home together.
Yeah, it's fucking amazing. Like, congratulations.
Thank you. Wiggles is here.
Wiggles!
He starts school tomorrow.
Hi, Wiggles. Happy Shabbos.
He's been pissing all over the house. So I have.
Oh my! Yeah, he needs to get out. He needs to like go somewhere.
Well, I tried to walk him. He won't. He just runs. He like tries to run off the leash and he wiggles all around. So I finally hired a trainer that's coming tomorrow.
Thank God.
But like, I don't know like how long of training session needs. I want him to like take him away from me and just come bring him back like fixed. Like, I don't,
oh,
I know.
Oh, yeah, some places do that.
I mean, I know 90% of the training is like me learning how to do shit and like, and behavioral, but at the same time, it's like, I want to throw money at the problem, just have him like go to boarding school and then come back and learn how to do everything.
No, yeah, a lot of people do that with their dogs. And then they come back and they're literally like train like cop dogs.
Okay, well, I need to do that. So I don't know if that guy's doing what. So he comes over tomorrow and I guess we're working for like 2 hours together or something. With Wiggles one-on-one at the house. And I don't know what he's going to go over, but I think it's just like a first initial thing where they get to like meet the dog and figure out what his problems are. And then the training starts, but it's like, can't you just tell him not to piss in the house tomorrow?
Yeah. No, it takes a while. Does your house smell like pee, though?
No. You know why?
That is the worst.
No, because I had to have the cleaners come. I had G's cleaners come. He did my whole carpet, my whole couch, my bedroom carpet, my curtains, everything. If you ever need anything cleaned, G's cleaners. And thank God.
Were you an influencer with this? Was it free?
No, I paid for it.
Wow. Look at you in 2025.
And the best thing is this spray. They sell this spray. If you have pets, this spray, it's the G's stain remover. It's from the G's cleaners. They use this. I just had, before me and Nicole got on, the dog pissed on the carpet again. This has like enzymes and eliminates all the smells.
Enzyme.
I'm using this all over the house. He pisses everywhere and I've been going around and spraying. So thank God the house doesn't spray. But if you can order away all this G's cleaners, and you're in any area. I think there's a whole East Coast, but shout out to G's Cleaners. Thank you for cleaning. And Wiggles is now here pissing all over everything.
Love it. Well, I see you took all your Christmas decorations down. You were over it.
Is yours down?
No. I feel like I'm going to do it Monday.
It's a lot of work. Behind this couch, there's two body bags full with a tree in it and like the garland, all the shit. But it's like, it's literally the size of a mid-sized sedan. And I have to bring it up to the storage unit, but I don't, it's like such a fucking progress of a project. I just want to drag it downstairs, put it in a car and then send it to an Uber to Poppy's house and have him put it in his basement.
I know, it's annoying.
Can I store it in your house? If I send an Uber to your house on my tree, will you put it in your garage?
I have no room, bitch. I don't even have room for all my shit.
Open the drawer and drag it out.
Yes, I'm going to do that Monday. But I don't know if you guys saw, me and Joe, we had a nice, like, girls brunch with my girlfriends. We had Opal come. And it's definitely going to be, like, a tradition now. I want to do that every single year after the holidays. Because, you know, after Christmas and everything, you get, like, depressed. And then, like, you're waiting for New Year's and it's just, like, a blah moment. You don't know what day it is. You're disgusting. You're just like a slob. So I want to do that every single year. Where did we go to again? So it was so beautiful. We had brunch at 11. Yeah, Rosemary's. We had brunch at 11. And then we were done by like 12:30. We went to Joey's house and we all got in our Christmas pajamas. And like we played games. We listened to Christmas music. It was the best day ever.
It is. And what I loved about it is we were degenerates, like blackout degenerates. But we were in bed like by like 10 o'clock.
Literally. And then I woke up and I was really fine because I went home and I like chugged water. And this is my thing now. I only drank Prosecco. And then I had like a martini at that place.
Yeah.
I guess Prosecco doesn't give you hangovers. Like, is that new?
Well, good Prosecco. I mean, if it's not a lot of sugary things, more sugar and things get you more hungover. So like, it's like a dry Prosecco.
I don't know what it was, but I woke up and I didn't have like anxiety or I didn't feel like sick, but I just felt like tired. But I can function on tired.
Yeah, Prosecco does it. That'll do it every time. Wiggles.
So we had the best time. Rosemary's. It's so freaking pretty. Next year, I think every year we'll do something different.
Yeah.
Because next year I was like, okay, we're gonna make this like a tradition, which I advise all you Crusaders to do with your girlfriends. It's so freaking fun. So next year I was like, we'll do brunch and then we'll go to a Broadway show and then we can go to Joey's for a little bit.
Yeah. We'll go to the plaza to see where, Hollister stays.
Yes.
See the train.
We decided maybe we'll make it like a night, like a sleepover, and we'll go to the plaza and we'll get the suite there.
Yeah.
Put on Joey's credit card and it's going to be so much fun.
I know.
I love our new tradition.
After spending the holidays with your family and being like locked in the house with little kids around, it's good just to have a girl's day and get back to reality a little bit. Get back to normalcy with your friends. New Year's Eve was a sham. I fell asleep. Did you went bowling like normal?
Yeah, I went bowling for New Year's Eve. And then we went to my mother-in-law's after. And we watched the ball drop there with the kids. And I had three dirty martinis and I was just like done. But I stayed up for the ball. I had martinis. I was with the kids and Gianni. And it was like a nice New Year's.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Me and Wiggles were in bed by ourselves together. We fell asleep beforehand.
What a sin. How boring.
Beforehand. And then like we woke up because Poppy called me at like 12:05 or something. So I woke up. But I hate New Year's Eve.
Really?
It's not my thing. It's depressing.
I like it. like not being out. Like I definitely don't want to be out like at a bar or a club or like a big party. I just want to like be with family, just like drinking my martini and then get home and just freaking go to bed.
Yeah. Back in the, I mean, it depends on where you are. I mean, if you're like in a small town or something, like it's easy to get around, but like in the city, it's a fucking nightmare. Everything's like crowds and mobs and fucking lines and expensive shit. It's just like, it's like not worth it. That's why I like, you know, I'm a small town gal. I have been for many moons.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
So I was watching it on the news, and everyone started standing there at like 6 a.m. And they stand there, obviously, all day and then all night, and they can't move. So it's just like, how do you function just standing there all day? Obviously, you're wearing a diaper because you can't like pee and poop anywhere. And this one person had a toddler with them at 6 o'clock in the morning holding a baby.
The whole time?
Like you're going to stand there the whole time. Like you're going to stand there all day and then all night with your baby and it's freaking freezing. Like, what are you doing? You can't pay me to freaking stand in Times Square all freaking day to watch that ball drop when I could watch it at my home in my jammies on the couch. Like, get out of here. Nope.
No. If you go to pee the bathroom, like you can't get your spot back because the vultures are like, all comfort. Like how close to that ball you think you're going to get? It's in the fucking ceiling. It's like in the sky. It's like, you're not going to get like the closer you are, like the better the view you get. It's like, there's no benefit of being crowded up in there. Cause every view is the same fucking shit. Unless you're like paying
for literally
the stage for like Lindsay Lohan's performing or whatever. Like who do you stand? Is that how you get to the concert? Like to see all the stars? Is that why?
I guess, but it's not even that exciting. It's just like a ball moving slowly.
Watch Andy and Cohen do key bumps behind the monitor. It's like, no thing.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I will go to watch that. So I watched Andy and
Whitney Cummings.
Andy and what's his name? Oh my God.
Anderson.
And
Andy told him I wanted to suck his dick.
Oh, yes. They were hysterical. And they were drunk, obviously. And I love watching them. I think they're hysterical. They're such a good time. And you could see like Andy getting like turned up and like really drunk. And like Anderson's like drunk, but he's like trying to like be the disclaimer, like, oh, yeah, Don't try mushrooms at home. Like, don't do drugs, kids. Because Andy was talking about drugs.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Well.
So yeah, happy new year, bitches. 2025. And it's already a shit show. I have to say that I'm excited about our live show in a couple weeks.
Yes.
It's in Montclair. And I feel like we could celebrate your birthday because we didn't like go out. I know you went out with Leah for your birthday. Happy birthday, bitch.
Can we go to dinner after the show?
Yeah, we'll figure out where we can go out to dinner.
Montclair has great restaurants. Should we go back to Cuban Pete's? Remember when we went there? We bring our own, make your own sangria.
Yeah, I'm down. Wherever. We have to make a reservation, though.
No, we just announced it. We can't go there now. Should we go? Yeah, so I'm excited for that. I think it's going to be a whole new stage show. I think it's going to be, like, one of the cozier shows. Like, it's the shows are never formal, but I think this one's going to be, like, more, like, you know, just, like, finally, just we can be with our friends and family again, our crusaders.
Well, I like how we haven't had a show in a minute, so I'm excited for it. And also, it's in Jersey, so I love how, like, it's literally right by my house, and I don't have to, like, figure out, you know, like, traveling far and everything. So I don't have anxiety about that. And I love Montclair. I think Montclair is beautiful. Yeah. And it's on a Sunday, bitches. So Sunday fun day. I really don't care if you go to work hungover. Like, figure it out.
Yeah.
Tickets are still available. And I want to see you bitches out there. Start your New Year right with us.
Yeah, we're going to be doing the New Year's advice. We're going to bring people on stage. We always do stage shows. I'm thinking of a fun game we can do to bring the Crusaders up. There's prizes. We do spooky shop giveaways. Poppy will probably be there for his birthday party. And it'll be, Wiggles will be there.
Yeah, so bitches, it's January 26th, 8 p.m. at the Wilmont Theater in Montclair.
Can Billy open for us? He wants to do a stand-up set.
Yeah, Billy can open, and then he'll announce us, and we'll come out. And it's going to be a fun time. So everybody go grab your tickets.
Yeah, please come to our small business. I have to get a hair transplant this year.
I have been. So Giovanna is a little shit. She goes, I want like a fit mom. And I'm like, Giovanna, I wasn't always like chubby. Like, I was like showing her pictures. Like, look how like Jack mommy was in the gym.
I was locked in the closet.
And she was like, I want mommy to be strong again. I'm like, fine, bitch. So she's really pushing me, which like I appreciate because I need like a little push. So I've been working out every single day. I'm fasting till 4 o'clock. Like bitch is coming back. Wait, is coming back.
Bitch me too. Bitch me too.
Bitch. Oh, bitch.
Do you know that I've been influenced by the bros of TikTok, like all like the 20-year-old like fitness models, not fitness models, like all the hot guys on TikTok that like do lives with their tops off, and how they're eating and stuff. And I've learned it by, because I make Wiggles his own dog food because I don't want to give him that like processed canned food. Cause that's like, I was like, think about like as a mother, that's like giving your kid a can of Chef Boyardee every single day, like with processed horrible shit in it. So I make my own dog food. And it got me thinking that's like a clean way of eating because all he's eating is lean protein and vegetables. So I was like, I took a hint from Wiggles dog food. Also, what all the men are eating on the thing, it's like literally just like lean ground beef or ground turkey and some vegetables.
Yes, ground turkey. Rice.
Hey, bitch, you have no idea. I have a bag of it. It's my favorite new meal. Everyone get a pen and write this down. And Nicole, you'll write this down too. It is the most delicious meal. And I put it on my Fitness Pal. It's for the whole half. You can have half the whole thing, a pound of a ground meat for 480 calories and like 60 grams of protein and like all this like fiber. It is the best thing ever. What you do is take a pound of lean ground beef, a ground turkey. It's 99% fat free. One tablespoon of olive oil on the bottom. You brown that. Put a bag of frozen spinach. Bag of frozen broccoli in it. A handful of fresh spinach, and then just salt and this adobo powder, this like salt seasoning powder. And it is a cup of cooked brown rice or white rice. And all together, it is so satisfying. I eat it every day. I get two meals out of it, and I'm so full, and it's so delicious. And the macros are like perfect. And it's just like,
calm down, macros.
I'm on my kick. And then my gym's supposed to be, supposed to be starting the gym soon. I'm still waiting for it all to work out. But
all right, well, send me that recipe.
Oh,
I definitely want to do that because I love ground turkey. And I'm just like simple with it. I just do ground turkey and then I do a little shredded cheese and that's it. So I love adding like the veggies in it and the rice because then that's like a full meal and you're done.
Yes.
So send me that. I love that. Fasting is great. Are you fasting?
Yeah, I'm trying to, but my fast is, I find I'm like, I'm not hungry in the mornings anyway. So I find I'm eating later. So like my fast, like last night, I didn't want to break my fast, but I had to. I was getting very like hungry watching movies with Wiggles in the bed. So I was like, I needed some snacks. So it was like 11 o'clock and I started like eating blueberries. Like I was a fucking wildebeest like this. So I broke
You wanted to stay healthy, but you wanted a snack.
But the thing is with me, I can eat healthy. It's just, I need a, what is it called? The amount, you know, the volume queen. I'm a volume queen. I want to eat a lot, but like all like zero calorie foods. Like I can eat like a, I just want spinach all day, but it has to be like a ton of spinach. Like I don't have to eat bad stuff, but like I like a lot of food. So anyway, I broke my fast.
No, same.
So if I stopped eating at 11, if I ate blueberries yesterday at 11, when can I start eating calories today? 16 hours.
Well, it depends how long you want to fast. Like I don't eat till like, I try and go to like 3. Sometimes if I'm good, like I'll go till 5. And then I'll just have that one meal and then that's it. And then like a shake if I get hungry, but always, they want you to do like a 6 hour fast. And don't eat past 7.
Seven.
Don't eat past 7.
What if you like you do your fast? Doesn't it matter the time or it matters like when you're sleeping? Do you know what I mean? I'm just confused by that. It's like, what if I'm eating at like 1 a.m. and like whatever time, does the time matter or like when you're sleeping or does it matter? Like,
oh yeah. If you stop eating at 1, then you can eat till like late the next day. Who is at my house right now? Gianna's gonna have to get that.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
You noticed that I had my Gigi crackers. So I was like, oh my God, I really want my Gigi crackers because I feel like you got me onto them.
Yes,
you did. You? Yeah. So they're fiber crackers and it's just literally perfect for dieting. And you can do so much with them. You can make like pizzas and stuff with them. You can make sandwiches, like so many things. So I am obsessed, you know, when I'm hungry and I just want to have like a quick meal before my meal, I'll do my pizza Gigi crackers with the sauce and just mix it out and I'll do 4 crackers. But I went to go reorder my crackers. They're sold out, bitch. And
on
I ended
Amazon?
Up, I did an influencer scam and I ended up DMing Gigi crackers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bitch, where do I get the Gigi crackers? I usually get them bulk on Amazon, Whole Foods, sold out all over.
Everyone's on diet. Everyone's on diet.
Everywhere.
Now.
And I was like, is there somewhere I can get these Gigi crackers? Because they're sold out. And they were like, yeah, we'll let you know when, you know, we have more because they're sold out everywhere. So thank God I went into my pantry. And I realized, I had 3 of the packages left. So I'm like, oh, thank God. So this will hold me over until I don't have any more. But Gigi crackers, you guys have to try it out.
If you don't know what Gigi crackers are, they're fiber crackers.
So good.
Fiber, when you eat lots of fiber, it basically cancels out the carbohydrates that you eat. And it flushes all, and it like absorbs, it's like a sponge. It absorbs calories and fat and like flushes out of your body. These will make you shit. You're gonna have some heavy shits from it, but and that's what it does.
I've been shitting.
It cleans you out. But the thing is with these are like, it makes you full faster. It lowers your cholesterol. It's like, I was on the F factor diet. It starts for the fiber factor. F factor diet for years with Tanya Zuckerbrot. Tanya Zuckerbrot, who invented the Gigi Cracker diet. So you can put anything on them. You're supposed to eat them, you know, you're supposed to have like at least four or eight, I think eight crackers a day. You're allowed to do it twice. You're supposed to do it before lunch. And then
I only have four crackers.
Well, you don't need, 'cause you're only eating the one meal. So you're supposed to eat them before meals. So you eat less, but, it keeps you so full and yeah, you could top them with anything you want. And
oh, it's so yummy. The pizza.
It tastes like cardboard, but like the thing is.
No, yeah, you guys have to get used to it. Like when I first tried it and I did the pizza, I was like, there's no taste. This is vile. It tastes like freaking paper. But then you get used to it and then you realize that you're actually doing good for your body. So in your head, it's like, oh my God, this is amazing. So yeah. Once you start getting used to the pizzas, oh, it's I'm doing it after this. I cannot wait. I'm starving.
And it's like, you feel like you're cheating. You feel like you're being so bad, but it's like, you know, this, I'm actually losing weight by eating.
I know, I feel naughty, but I'm really naughty, just like you're eating like, so good.
It's a perfect, same. Especially for if you're after you've been good all day and you don't want to fuck your whole thing up. It's literally the best. Shout out Gigi's Crackers, Scandinavian.
Yeah, but also like get your shit together so we can lose weight because you guys are out of stock. So let's go.
Let's talk about, speaking of shit shows,
2025,
it is fucking, it hit the ground running, literally, and that's no pun intended. The New Year's Eve, it started, New Orleans, that truck, the massacre.
Oh my God, we're living in hell, bitches. We are living in hell. You all better fucking pray to the Lord above because shit is wilding out.
I'm going to New Orleans this weekend.
Why?
My friend's wedding.
Okay, that's fine.
They
just
and
like
I
be
are-
careful wherever you go with like large crowds now, like big events, football games, like wherever you go. Honestly, just like going to the grocery store, watch your surroundings, make sure you know. Like I'm nervous to like go out now, you know?
The world's crazy. It started
like
off
shit
with
can
that.
Pop off anywhere.
Started off with that. Trucks are blowing up in places.
Aliens, freaking
the drones and aliens are happening, and then the
government's screwing us, and now there's fucking fires everywhere. Like, oh my God!
Now that's what I want to say. Now, I mean, this is coming out tomorrow, but like as of right now, it's like the fires. Our hearts go out to everyone affected by these fires in Los Angeles. I you know, you think about like in the fires, and everyone thinks it's like in the mountains and the woods are burning down. This is not what's happening. This is like your neighborhood, your elementary school that you went to, your favorite restaurant, your parents' house, the place you first got your first haircut. Like
it's literally
neighborhoods.
It's
neighborhoods, houses, yeah. your high school, your grocery store, your favorite coffee shop. Like your people's.
Oh, home. I can't imagine.
And so everyone's thinking when they see on the news, it looks like the woods and the mountains. And no, these is people's entire lives. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Imagine like Gigi's school, like your hometown, like your school you went to.
No, I would be devastated.
Your mom's house, like the stuff.
That is so sad.
The hospital you were born in, like everything.
No.
It's just taken away from you in a second. I cannot fucking believe this.
And the scary thing is, like, we know so many people over there. Like, I texted my entire team, like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Friends that I know over there, I'm like, are you good? Like, what's happening? And then it's also sad for us because I feel like we always go there for work. So it's not just, like, somewhere we don't know where it is. It's like West Hollywood is, like, on fire right now. And that's where we always stay. Like, is our Leslie home? Like, okay. Like,
I hope so.
So sad. Like everything is just destroyed. It looks like a freaking war zone. Everyone's losing their homes. And, you know, all these comments, like the comments are disgusting. This is why I hate the human race. They're
just
like,
has money doesn't mean they should have. They
yeah.
Should
like, have like all these celebrities, like going on, you know, their social medias crying that they lost their homes and everyone's like, oh, whatever. We don't care about you. You guys are rich. You can get another home. That's not the point. They could have fucking died. They lived in that house for years. Like, for
their
example,
kids' memories are made, and it's like, these are real families.
Yeah, like Heidi and Spencer lost their home. So I'm watching them. It's so freaking sad. The memories of like having, you know, their children like grow up in that house, all the memories, and it's just gone. And they could only like grab a couple things. Like it doesn't, I'm not looking at it as like money and they're celebrities. It's just like they're human beings and they have memories there. Like, yes, it's going to be easier for them to get back on their feet. But just in general, it's just really fucking sad to see everyone just lose their entire life, their entire house, belongings don't matter, but just like the memories and everything. It's just so sad. I can't imagine.
It does on the surface when you hear it, it's like, oh my God, my house, everyone's house is burning down. You can pay for, we'll get another house. It's not, that's like so much more detrimental than you can actually think about, because think about how the amount of people who lost their homes, and there's only so much insurance money that can cover everything at one time. There's only so many contractors that can build back communities. It's like, they're not going to get their houses back or back on their feet for 5 to 10 years. It's like, this is not
going to be. Well, speaking of insurance, a lot of people are posting that insurance dropped, like the fire clauses.
Yeah.
And a lot of people a week prior. So it's like, what?
Is that insider trading?
Like, how did these fires start? I just, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I think of like, I look at all the angles and I'm like, okay, that could be true. That could be true. Especially in 2025, fucking drones, aliens, World War III. Like, I'm ready for anything. And I kind of like, I believe like whatever, like I feel like anything can happen at this point. So I feel awful. I hope the fires are still freaking going on. So they have no water in LA. No water. The freaking guy ended up giving
Gavin Newsom
a lot of money and like the water to save the fishies somewhere. It's just a mess. It's a mess over there. Praying for everyone over there. So freaking sad. And yeah, it's a shit show.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for $1. Because saving with deals is always on the menu. With new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Did you watch the Golden Globes?
No, but I was like keeping up to date with it on social media. So tell me about it.
Hold
please.
On. I got to get the video up.
Okay, wait, so Nikki Glaser, I am so proud of her. So obviously she hosted the MTV Awards when we were there and I was wasted and she was like doing her roast about us and I like yelled at her, but I ended up calling her and I was like, bitch, I'm so sorry. Like Dren came, whatever. But like she has freaking killed it since then. Like she's doing all these roasts, like being like the funniest person ever. And then now she's hosting the Golden Globes, like bitch. Get your fucking bag. Like, you're killing it.
Well,
she was so good.
I mean, she was doing a bunch of podcasts saying, like, that, you know, did you think that the Tom Brady roast you just did was why you got the Golden Globe? She goes, absolutely. She did this, like, tight set, which is, like, so good. If you haven't seen it yet, go Google the Nikki Glaser roast.
So good.
Tom Brady. It's, like, the best 5 minutes of comedy I've ever seen in my life.
She nails every single joke, too.
Yeah, so I think she did a perfect job of hosting because, you know, a lot of times they are too political or too, like, they're making jokes that aren't funny and, like, people are getting offended. I think all around, she just kind of hit every nail on the head and just blew it out of the park. And I'm just so inspired by her. I texted her.
Yeah, I love her. I think she's amazing. You texted her?
Yeah, and said how proud I was
calm
of her.
Calm down.
Did you hear Selena Gomez on the red carpet?
To declare that I...
Oh, like how she was talking?
She was talking and slurring, and it sounded like... She sounded like a 90-year-old woman on the red carpet. And a lot of people are coming to her event saying she has lupus. I Googled it. Yeah. It had nothing to do with lupus. I think she was on Quaaludes.
Really?
Or on something, or maybe she's trying
lupus,
to put on an accent.
Don't you have to take like pain meds or something to like manage the pain? Because I know it's very painful.
Okay. Well, now you make me look like a jerk.
Well, that's what I've read, and I feel bad. And I feel like she was like trying to act normal, but like I don't think she's an addict. I think she's just
in a lot of pain.
I think she's in pain and she's trying to function.
I guess so. Maybe her hair was too tight.
But also her voice did change.
Yes.
It's like more like nasally. Cause she always had like a voice like that. But I think that's from lupus too. I feel bad for her. I think she looked beautiful. I thought she looked like a princess, and she was with her man and they looked very happy.
Oh, aren't you Mother Teresa?
Well, I like her. I don't want to, I don't think anything bad about her. I love her.
I don't think anything about her at all. I didn't even know she was an actress. I don't know what she did. I thought she was just a Disney
what?
Star.
What?
Is she from Wizards of Waverly Place?
Yeah, she was a Disney icon. And then she's a singer. She's literally everything. I love Selena Gomez, so.
Look at Wiggles behind me.
Wiggles! Get down from there.
I'm having a mom moment. Like, do you ever do this as a mom? Are you ever like watching a show and something happens like in a movie, like in the middle of the night, get out of here, the middle of the night, and like the kids are all asleep, but you're watching a movie and something like emotional happens with the kids, like, you know, a kid gets hurt or like is looks sad or upset or something. Do you ever like go into like and grab Sissy and just squeeze her and be like crazy?
Well, like thinking she's gonna die?
I don't know. I just like I was watching TikToks of like this like raccoon that was getting rescued, like and sad and like had no mom and was like, oh, and I was like, I had to like go find Wiggles and grab him and like and hold him.
Oh my god, all the time. And I always do that with Rocky because for some reason I like to torture myself on TikTok and watch people give their dogs chocolate right before they're put to bed. And I'm literally just like hysterically crying and I'm holding Rocky crying. Like, don't leave me.
Oh my god.
I don't know why I do that to myself. I enjoy it.
I do the same with
I love crying.
I do the same thing with the military come home surprise videos.
Oh my god.
Because the kid, they haven't seen their dad in 2 years, and it taps his ass in the back and they start fucking losing it.
Yeah.
That and then also the colorblind glasses reveals when people are colorblind.
And also when the kids ask the stepdad to be adopted.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I mean, I just like watching sentimental things. That's why I hope TikTok doesn't get banned, because they have all the conspiracy shit, which like I love watching all the aliens and everything. And then also like all the sad stuff. Like I like going on TikTok and crying. Like, what am I going to do?
The police are here. They're coming to get you.
Oh my God, you're crazy. All right. So let's talk about, because I do have to get the kids, but I want to make sure like we talk about everything. And I wanted to talk about the housewife at Jersey Mike's.
I was just about to bring that up too.
Did you ever meet her?
No, I don't know who that is. And I'm not giving her any praise at this point. I don't know. I don't never met her, but I saw her. I only know her from this like thing. I never watched the Housewives. I watched it when it first came out back in the day. So like, the only tie I have to that is like, no, socially hanging out with Teresa and Melissa, but that's the only two Housewives I know. And that's the only thing I've only seen the show back in the day, like when it first came out. So I haven't seen all the new renditions, but I guess it's a new girl that's on the show.
I feel like she's been on for a while though.
Because I've seen memes of her. Like,
I feel like her face is like, I feel like she's been on it for a little bit.
Okay, I've seen her before, like drunk at a, like on in a bathing suit, like pouring water, like she or getting carried out. I think she was like drunk somewhere. I think she's like a known alcoholic or drunk. I don't know. Aren't we all? Which I'm not complaining about. But yeah. So if you don't know, she was at a Jersey Mike's, which I love.
Same.
Wait, what's your Jersey Mike's order first and foremost? Mine, I get turkey and provolone with the hot pepper spread on it, Mike's way, extra vinegar, and I add mayo to it.
So I love getting the Italian option, but in a bowl. So it's literally lettuce and the meat on top, and then I get extra pickles and I get extra dressing. It's so it's literally just like an antipasto salad. So good.
And the bread there, and just how they slice the meat fresh right before they put it on your sandwich. That is the superior fast food.
So can you imagine going in there thinking who you are? Like, do you know who I am? I'm a celebrity. I ever did that, even like drunk, if I ever did that, punch me in the fucking face.
No,
you like, never. Oh, that is such a turnoff.
Yeah, so she was being rude. It's New Year's Day. She was rude to the employees.
And she posted it.
She was on live, and she was an older woman. She was an elderly woman. She was 80 years old. First of all, that woman was she was 60 years old, and she was working on New Year's Day. Imagine having to be 60 years old and have to work at the Jersey Mike's on New Year's Day.
First of all, respect your elders. I would never, ever, ever, ever do that. Ever. Especially to, like, an older person.
Right.
Like,
and that, I guess it challenged her in the background and started, because like, she was like, I apparently, she was acting up at the counter. I don't know what she was doing, like asking.
I couldn't even watch the full video because I got so annoyed. I was like, oh my God, shut up.
But yeah, she's getting a lot of backlash now. And they're saying they're canceling a lot of appearances from her and stuff. Hold yourself accountable. And like, not everything has to be fucking like on live. And also don't record people, you fucking cunt. Recording people like at work.
Without their consent.
Like literally, if anyone ever gets in my face with a fucking phone, like you, when I'm belittling service workers at the Whole Foods, and you want to take a record me, your phone's getting snatched and smashed on the ground too. You're next, bitch. Keep your fucking phone. Yeah. What do you think that's gonna prove, you pussy?
Yeah, I don't know why she did that. That was like an awful move, and she thought everybody was gonna be on her side. Like, no, girl. So she ended up posting it. Whatever. She's getting backlash. She's getting canceled from all these appearances. And then I just saw on TikTok she was like doing a podcast or an interview talking about the situation. And instead of just being like, I fucked up, like I'm an asshole, I'm sorry, like taking accountability, she was saying why she was acting that way. And it's like, bitch, you didn't know. It made it even worse. So how embarrassing.
Well, she's canceled. Bye, bitch.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know Taylor Todd, our number one fan that comes to every one of our live shows, and the girl that goes in the audience and holds the mics for us and like does all our work, Taylor Todd, our number one fan.
Oh my God, yes, love her.
Bitch, every one of our live shows, she travels all around the globe for us. That's her candle company. I have one here. Plum Island candles.
I was just thinking I need new candles because all my candles out were pine tree. So I need new candles.
Yeah. So this is all. She sent me the new line that's coming out this spring. I don't know if it's out yet. It's like the beachy line. So it's like all kind of like, kind of shore kind of smells that brings you like back into like homey, cozy vibes. And they smell so good. So if you could try Plum Island candles. They smell so good. I'm sending you a belated Christmas gift because your gift didn't come in time, but.
Bitch.
I got Spooky a life-size replica of the Titanic that is a air diffuser. So you fill it up with water and essential oils. And then the choo-choos of the boat go and it puffs up.
Oh my God, I can't wait. I'm gonna put it in my office because I'm deep cleaning right now. I got junk yesterday, threw every fucking thing out. Threw everything out. Like, this is what I do every single year. I feel like after the holidays, I just want my house to be clean. Like, I just chuck everything.
Wait, how does it work?
Chuck everything. Huh?
How does got junk work? I want it.
Well, it's like pricey. But they literally just come to your house and they just grab everything and throw it out.
Will they take my Christmas tree away?
No, this is throwing it out.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm going to rearrange my office next, and I'm putting it in my office, and I cannot wait. If you guys know me, you know I love freaking Titanic, one of my best movies ever. And I was like, Joey, because he sent it to me, and I'm like, Joey, just get that for me for Christmas.
Yeah.
So I can't wait.
In Atlanta, they have that museum with like a replica of the movies. Like, it has a real set.
I know. They had it in the city. They had it in the city. I had no idea. It was like a pop-up. And I'm like, cool, I missed it. And then there's a really big one in Tennessee. So this is like my dream.
You live in Tennessee.
My store.
Yeah, why don't we go to your store and then go to the museum?
I know. We got to figure it out. So many things to do in the new year, you know?
I'm ready for a full spring cleaning. World. Like, I don't know what's wrong with us. There's probably a disorder. If there's any psychologists in the chat, there's probably a disorder that we have that we are so dependent and so like full on about like seasons and holidays and turning things off and on. Like, you know, after the Christmas is done, like we want to, there's no like time to like marinate. Like, I'm ready for spring. Like, I am getting my Easter shit out like immediately. Like, what is wrong with us? Like, Christmas is just ending, but like now I'm literally like ready. Like, I'm going to get like pink flowers and I want to start like cooking with, like,
I know.
And like, lettuce,
I think it's like something. Thing. I think it's something to do and something like to look forward to.
Yeah.
So like, you know, it's Valentine's Day. So I'm like, I already decorated Sissy's room with like hearts and everything. And I got our heart sweaters. So excited. But I think it's like, we enjoy like decorating and it makes us feel cozy and fun.
And also I think we're afraid of things ending. We have the fear of the like things ending. So like once Christmas ends, we have nothing that's gone. So you have to replace.
Oh, I hate that.
I think that's why, like, I think.
And honestly, this year didn't even feel like Christmas.
Mm-mm.
The holidays felt awful.
It did.
Like, did it feel like that for everyone? Like, I really tried to enjoy it and like make it magical for the kids. But like, I'm like, Christmas Day, I'm like, it doesn't even fucking feel like Christmas.
Yes. Christmas.
Like, what was that? I think it's the aliens. The aliens messed something up.
I don't know. But like, I'm like the ones that, you know, they say like, oh, it's too early for all this stuff. Like, I was in the dollar store the other day applying for a job. was a woman like getting angry and complaining. She was like trying to start a fight because there was Easter stuff out. But like, I'm all about.
Oh, please. I hate when everyone's like, oh, there's already Christmas stuff out in like September. I'm like, yeah, bitch. Like, are you Scrooge?
No, I love it. That now that like, that's what I want this Christmas tree out of my house. Cause I'm going to turn my candles all over to the new Plum Island ones and make them my house smell like fresh. And then I want to do like fresh flowers and start wearing pastels. Like, I'm ready.
Cozy.
I'm planning a huge event for Poppy's birthday. Poppy, I hope you're not listening. Turn it off now if you are.
Yeah, Poppy, get out of here.
Otherwise, you're not going to heaven, and Mommy will never see Mommy again at the gate. I'll tell Mommy to get away from the gate when she's waiting for you. So I've been working with all these different vendors, and it's like, you know, I know you.
Are you an event planner?
Well, remember I pulled off your 30th birthday party with
Yeah, you're an event planner. If everything falls through for you, you could definitely do that.
Oh, no, 100%. Especially if there's like, no, and I try to do everything like, you know, budget friendly and try to do as many trades as I can.
Yeah.
But it's still, you know, it's still a whole thing. Like, you know, like there's so much, it's compared to like back in the day, like when you had even your wedding, like it was only 10 years ago. Compared to then, like there's so many more resources that it's like to make things special and to make things like, fucking personalized and like, you know, now that you have the internet and there's so many companies and things, you can like order anything online and have it to your door in however many days, you know, it's so much easier to like make something special and like really personal.
Totally.
So yeah, I've been like doing all that. I'm, you know, cookies and cakes and decor, DJs, lighting.
Flowers?
I'm not doing flowers.
Oh, what's the centerpiece?
It's gonna be
Poppy, get out of here.
It's gonna be so it's 70s, because he's 70, so it's 70s disco. So
like, I need to dress like disco.
Disco, and there's gonna
disco
be they made a VIP lounge, like these like velvet like chairs and all these. So it's gonna be like lots of plants, like lots of like green plants and ferns and like and palms and like disco balls everywhere. So it's gonna be like very 70s kind of like
that. Literally should be our set for the live show.
They'll give it to us. So I'm sure
we like, might. I think that would be so freaking.
You can have it for the
me.
Weekend. I'm sure. Well, can we keep it at your house though, over for the 2 days? Because it's only 1 day between Polly's party and our show.
Well, maybe they could deliver it to the theater and they can keep it for a day.
Yeah. I'll DM them. Okay, ladies. Spooky and I have to get to planning our live show, and I have to get back to my event planning. Wiggles is getting trained tomorrow, so we have a lot going on. But I love
Wiggles.
I'm happy to be back. Spooky and I are going to hit 2025 stronger than ever. We're going to book a lot more live shows, and you know, we want to make this podcast really pop off 2025.
You know what? I feel like our crusaders have like always been there, and obviously they've known us, you know, since day one with doing this. I mean, how many years have we been doing our podcast?
Almost 10.
You're lying.
No, we started
in 10 years.
Yes, it is.
Where's our recognition? I feel like they're always like, when they did the podcast awards, like, do they know we exist?
I think 2017 we started it.
Like, hello, we exist. So I think this year we really need to get our name out there, because everyone's like, oh, you have a podcast with Joey? I'm like, where have you been, bitch?
Alexa,
like,
how long ago was 2017?
Hello?
2017 ended 7 years.
7 years ago.
Oh, my God. Well, this year I feel like we need to be up there with the awards. Like, we need... Everyone needs to know about us.
Yeah, tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
Well, Spooky, it was great seeing you.
Everybody go get your tickets for me and Joey's podcast in Montclair, New Jersey, the Wellmont Theater. It's Sunday fun day, so get ready to have fun. And we'll see you there, bitches.
All right, so long.
It's happening.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.